Super. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm really excited on this Freedom Friday, because if you were listening in on the show yesterday, we had a great show. You know, we had John Jackson sidekicking a little bit in the 8 o'clock hour. We had Sheriff Lamb join us in the 8 o'clock hour of the show. And then, of course, the great Frank Mealy, the former editor of the Daily Interlake, and now has the Heartland Diary USA blog, and does a realclearpolitics.com column as well. It was so fun to catch up with Frank Mealy in the 9 o'clock hour of the show on Thursday. But now Freedom Friday. But very excited because we've got our phone system. I'm testing out this new remote studio equipment. And, still working through a couple of kinks. But the thing we did not have yesterday was our phone lines, our studio phone lines connected to me here at the remote studio location. So we've now got the phone lines up and running, so you can jump in on the conversation this morning, 406-294-0970. Speaking of phone lines, we got our good friend George Blackard with us here for Freedom Friday, as always. Yeah, George, there's just something about the ability to take those phone calls. The show is just not the same without hearing from folks all across Montana. I mean, you've done a great job guest hosting the show. I think that's the best part of the show, just the everyday folks you get a chance to hear from all across the state, and a surprise or two thrown in as well.
Absolutely. You know, it's great to hear from everyone and to get different perspectives and see what's on everyone's mind. And they really make the day go faster if you're the guy behind the mic in the studio, that's for sure.
Yeah, it's funny. It's funny. Sometimes, you know, you could be talking for 15 minutes, and if you don't see calls coming in, you're kind of wondering, like, man, am I putting people to sleep right now? And maybe sometimes you are, right? Maybe sometimes I am. But then, like, you go to that break, and all of a sudden, ding, 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 all the phone lines light up. And you're like, oh, people were just kicked back listening to what you had to say, or you had an interesting guest on, and they just wanted to hear what the guest had to say. But then, boom, the moment they got that first long break, they're like, oh, now I'm going to call in. And then, so then you know, okay, we are covering a good topic, so we're not putting people to sleep out there. But, yeah, I've had the same conversation with, you know, John Jackson and David Noble when they filled in on the show as well.
Oh yeah, definitely. So it's great to hear from people. That's what it's all about, you know. And it does get a little, you wonder, well, can anybody hear me?
You're like,
am I talking to myself?
Yeah, you do. Kind of. Yeah, you forget that you're talking to yourself sometimes. Yeah. Did you ever watch Wayne's World back in the day, Wayne and Garth?
Oh yeah.
Remember when Garth he's in the studio by himself and he doesn't have Wayne with him? He's like, Wayne, he's just looking around. Yeah, there are those Wayne moments, that's for sure, especially if you're having technical difficulties. You're like, Wayne.
Oh, definitely. That's great.
Oh, man.
Yeah, now, it's, you know, there's no end to the stuff to talk about lately, for sure. I mean, you don't have to look very far to see controversial stuff, or, you know, just all kinds of different types of news at the moment, and locally, nationally, around the world. It's a crazy time right now.
Yeah, I was joking with John Jackson, the Joker from X, earlier in the week. I said, remember when those drill sergeants say, too easy, privates, too easy? Doing talk radio in times like these is too easy, privates, too easy, because there's just too much crazy to talk about. All right, quick break. Back with George Blackard right after this.
It's August 14th, and this is your Fox Daily Snapshot. Today is Tattoo Removal Day. One way to celebrate is to say goodbye to that unwanted body art. Also on this day in 2018, Italy's Morandi Bridge collapses in Genoa, taking 30 vehicles with it and killing 43. The span was nicknamed the Brooklyn Bridge by locals since it looked like the original one. The Beatles' publishing rights are sold in 1985. To Michael Jackson, who outbids Paul McCartney, spending $47 million to the rights of some 251 Beatles compositions. Born on this day in 1966, American actress Halle Berry.
I did every single thing I can. I was really
Berry won the Academy Award for Best Actress for her performance in Monsters Ball. I'm CJ Papa. That's your Fox Daily Snapshot.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors. Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August.
Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck, listen, and subscribe.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is often laced into illicit drugs and used to make fake versions of prescription pills. You can't see it, taste it, or smell it. Suppliers mix fentanyl into their products because it's potent and cheap, and the dealer might not even know. Keep yourself and others safe by knowing the real deal on fentanyl. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, a little inside baseball here, not just for me, not just for you, but, well, George as well, but I love this. So with this new phone system that we're using for our remote studio setup here, I have to have Caden send me the callers. So when somebody calls in, like, for example, right now we got Mark in the Paradise Valley. So I have to have Caden send me the caller. So sometimes I'll just send him a message on our chat here, or maybe I'll just say it over the air. All right, Caden, send it. Send it my way. I think I'm still waiting for you to send that call to me. Yeah, you can send that call my way, and we'll get Mark in Paradise Valley here. Actually, let's sneak on a caller first. What do you think about that, George? So we sneak on a caller first, and then we'll get into
this. Let's do it.
Let's do it. Okay, yeah, because it's fun to be able to take these phone calls here this morning. So little background. Earlier, I was chatting with Brian Massard from Reminisce Angus Ranch, and he was talking, and we were talking about how he is going to be providing input to the Secretary of Agriculture about better managing our federal lands. And we were talking about how grazing is good for the land, just like timber production is good for the land, and it's better for the wildlife. It's better for the sportsmen all around. Anyway, sounds like Mark in Paradise Valley wanted to weigh in on that. Mark, thanks for the call. What's your thoughts?
Well, when I'm out hunting, I always look to see how close the game may be to alfalfa fields, whether I'm on BLM or state ground or even on the ranch that lets me access it, because that meat is just so much better, and it's all because of our ag producers.
Great point. Not only is the hunting habitat better, but the food tastes better as well when you get the game.
Absolutely. And it helps the wildlife propagate and reproduce, etc. It's just all around much better.
Yeah. And, man, in the Paradise Valley, I mean, I've seen it firsthand where you make that drive from Gardner to Livingston, and you can just see the impact that the wolves and too many bison in Yellowstone National Park and just, you know, federal land mismanagement, you can see the impacts all around you, can't you? Because they've pushed more and more of the wildlife out of the park by overgrazing bison in the park, and then now there's overgrazing on the federal lands outside of the park as a result, and not from cows, by the way.
Doe Mountain Ranch is running their pivot lines right now, so all that production ground is down, and that big herd that comes off of Doe Mountain of elk, it's going to be interesting to see where they're going to be going this fall.
Very interesting. All right, Mark, thanks for the call. Great to hear from you. And, yeah, very excited that our phone lines are up and running here today. 406-294-0970 is the number for you. Yeah, George, back to our friend George Blackard here on Freedom Friday. You know, part of what I was talking with Brian Massard about is Tom Opry, who's a Flathead Valley filmmaker. He produced this film, The Real Yellowstone. And a couple of things I really appreciated that he included in that film is the fact that, look, if you're a sportsman, if you're, you know, if you like to hunt, which Tom Opry, that's what he does. He does outdoor films, right? He's a big hunter. So is his wife, his kids. And the point that he makes in this film is that if you're a sportsman, you want these ranchers. You need these ranchers out there because they provide better wildlife habitat. And if we allow the ranchers more access to federal land, they'll provide better habitat on the so-called public lands as well.
Yes. You know, and here's the thing, too. These ranchers, they know what they're doing, and I think a lot of times they know what they're doing more than the government knows what they're doing, because they're right there every day living it and managing that stuff. And, you know, there's some great caretakers of not just the land, but of the animals that use it as well.
Yeah, and they live there. So they care more for that land than somebody back in Washington, D.C. You know, Congressman Ryan Zinke, when he was Interior Secretary, was great about making this point all the time. You got people making decisions about the Yellowstone River who've never even been to the Yellowstone River, who probably couldn't even locate the headwaters on a map. And so, but yeah, the people that live here, especially that live on the land, that rely on the land, yeah, not only do they know the land better than those folks back in the swamp, but they care more for that land than the folks back in the swamp typically, too.
Absolutely, and they always will. And, you know, the people in D.C. that are working on things like this, there's a lot of push and pull from outside organizations, from special interest groups. They don't they have to look to find the truth and see what's really happening and that, because they're just listening to people with the most money and the loudest voice that's pushing them here, pushing them there. So, you know, I would definitely listen to anybody that lived in the area before I'd listen to somebody from D.C. about it.
Well, speaking of D.C. and people that live in the area, the D.C. residents are speaking up, and they're speaking up in support of what President Trump is working to do. You know, President Trump talked about draining the swamp in Washington, D.C., and we always assume that that refers to corrupt bureaucrats and politicians, right? But right now, this week, they're draining the swamp of the criminals that are targeting the people that live in D.C., and I think that ties into a big story you wanted to talk about this morning.
Absolutely, and you know, D.C. needs it. Let me tell you, I've been there, I don't know, 15 times, something like that, and it's not a safe city, and there's a lot of places that I've been that are big cities that I feel a lot safer in than Washington, D.C., but you know, one thing that we're seeing is Attorney General Bondi relieved the police chief, Smith, of her duties as police chief temporarily. And, you know, they're going in there and they're doing this full tilt. They're
Hold that thought, George. Yeah, because I want to hear your thoughts on this. Great topic. Hold that thought. We got to take a quick break here on Montana Talks, and then we'll be back with George Blackard, Freedom Friday, taking your phone calls and more. So we'll start with the D.C. crime story.
Fox Sports Update.
FanDuel Sports Network West, Logan Ohapi singled home a tie-breaking run for the Angels in the bottom of the eighth inning against the Dodgers, who were trying to maintain a hold on first place in the National League West.
Fly ball, left center, Teodosio is closing. He's there, he's got it! Say goodnight to the Dodgers! This is heaven for the Angels! They have swept the Dodgers all year long! Six in a row, and a three-way series sweep again here at the Big A.
When you think about Shohei Ohtani on the bump.
On FanDuel Sports Network West, Shohei Ohtani was on the bump, the pitching mound for the Dodgers last night. Gave up four runs on five hits and four and a third innings. Combined with the Padres' 11-1 win over the Giants, San Diego overtook first place in the NL West by one game over the Dodgers. The Padres have won five in a row. The Houston Astros retook sole possession of first place in the American League West. Houston beat the Red Sox 4-1 to take a one-game lead over the Mariners, whose win streak was snapped at eight games by the Orioles 4-3. The Milwaukee Brewers extended their win streak to 12 games, one shy of tying the franchise record. The Brewers pounded the Pirates 12-5. Milwaukee's record is now 76-44, best in baseball by 6.5 games over the Blue Jays, who lost Wednesday at home to the Cubs 4-1. Golf. The second of three FedEx Cup playoff tournaments, the BMW Championship gets underway this morning just after 9 a.m. Eastern Time at Caves Valley Golf Club outside of Baltimore. The 18-time NBA champion Boston Celtics are changing hands. NBA Board of Governors unanimously approved sale of the Celtics for an American pro sports record $6.1 billion to an ownership group led by Bill Chisholm. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com. Fox in the Fast Lane.
Shane Van Gisbergen is the road course king.
SVG!
does it again. But a year on, he gets redemption and wins at Watkins Glen.
That was courtesy of USA Network as Van Gisbergen won the Go Bowling at the Glen on Sunday. The New Zealander joined Chase Elliott and Jeff Gordon as the only drivers to win four straight Cup Series races on road or street courses. Van Gisbergen's fourth victory of the season also set a Cup Series rookie record. Christopher Bell, Chris Buescher, William Byron, and Chase Briscoe rounded out the top five. With just two regular season races remaining on the schedule, the Cup Series makes a trip to Richmond Raceway for the Cookout 400. 13 drivers have earned automatic bids to the playoffs thanks to a regular season win, with Tyler Reddick, Alex Bowman, and Buescher rounding out the 16 drivers on the basis of points. Austin Dillon is the defending race winner, with start time scheduled for Saturday at 7:30 Eastern. For Fox in the Fast Lane, I'm Joe Morgan, Fox News.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, George, so let's jump right back into this Washington, D.C., President Trump draining the swamp story, and the swamp that he's draining right now. Some of the swamp creatures are these illegal aliens and these other hardcore criminals that are causing so much of the crime and violence in our nation's capital and just destroying our nation's capital, tarnishing the reputation of our nation's capital, and really threatening innocent lives here. So, yeah, tell us more about this police chief. So Attorney General Pam Bondi basically, you know, carrying out President Trump's, plans here to clean up the city and federalizing the law enforcement in Washington, D.C., which, by the way, has the full support of the D.C. Police Union. But, of course, the left-wing politicians that are running our nation's capital into the ground right now don't like it.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, Aaron, you would think that our nation's capital of all places would be a shining beacon of how things should be. And you would think that law and order would reign there. And you would think that it would be an example for other cities, but it's not. And so Attorney General Bondi goes in, he strips Police Chief Pamela Smith of the Metro Police of her power, and she appointed someone to take over that position. And, you know, what we see is that as late as yesterday, the police chief, Pamela Smith, issued an executive order that the Metro Police would not assist the feds in dealing with illegal aliens if they weren't already under arrest, so they would not help them target anyone who wasn't in custody. And so it shows you that she did that at the last minute. And that's just in such defiance. That's not saying, hey, we want to work with you. You know, we know we have a problem. It's we don't have a problem and we're not changing anything. And that's the attitude they have. And then you have Chuck Schumer and these other Democrats that, you know, they bring out the swear words. You know they're serious when they start swearing on TV. And, you know, Chuck Schumer's doing that so much lately that it's lost its effect. It doesn't really mean anything. It just shows an idiot on the radio or the TV throwing out cuss words.
Yeah, it's like, use your words, Chuck. Like, I get it, people get fired up, and I'm not going to clutch my pearls when people, you know, use some coarse language. But I think to your point, like, when people, that's all they have is coarse language, it's like, okay, use your words, kids, use your words. But yeah, But back to this police chief. So, yeah, you were talking before the break about how, you know, basically this police chief in Washington, D.C., her job before she became the police chief, she wasn't like some cop out on the streets. She wasn't even writing parking tickets. She was the diversity officer for the Washington, D.C. Police Department. And now she's the chief.
Yeah, so she's a DEI advancement herself. And where that comes in to play and to be a problem, a reporter asked her a couple of days ago when they started talking about the feds coming in and taking over. They asked her, well, what's your chain of command look like now? And she just stood there and said, what's that? He didn't really even know what a chain of command was. So, you know, that just shows you she probably wasn't the most qualified person for that position if she can't even define what her chain of command is.
Man, oh, that's embarrassing. Well, and the thing is, too, when we talk about DEI hire, they have plenty of black police officers in the Washington, D.C. Police Department. So if they were, you know, if they just, you know, wanted to have a person of color running the department, there were plenty of officers to choose from, but no, they had to pick the DEI officer to be the DEI hire. Great point. Here is, this is White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt. The Trump War Room shared this. She basically was laying down the law on making Washington, D.C. safe again. Let me get my computer rolling. Here we go. Oh, wrong button. All right, here we go.
Yes, that's right, Sharla, and great to be with you. Thanks for having me. President Trump has decided to federalize the National Guard here in Washington, D.C., and to take over the Metropolitan Police Department because D.C. has unfortunately been ravaged with violent crime for far too long. 65% of D.C. residents say crime is a very serious problem, and the president signed an executive order back in May saying that we are going to make D.C. safe and beautiful again, and we've already seen enormous success in just the less than a week that this multi-task force agency has been on the streets of the District of Columbia removing criminals. Last night, there were 45 criminal arrests. Those arrests include charges for assault, both first and second degree, drug offenses. We've removed illegal narcotics off of the streets. And then in addition to those 45 criminal arrests, there were also 29 illegal aliens who were removed from the streets of Washington, D.C. last night, many of whom had final orders of removal, but were just living here freely because D.C. has unfortunately for far too long been a sanctuary city. Not anymore. The District of Columbia will only be a sanctuary for law-abiding citizens and for tourists and visitors from around the world.
All right, there you go, George Blackard. For your thoughts on that, and then I got to ask you if you saw the guy wearing the short shorts and the pink shirt that threw the Subway sandwich at the law enforcement officers in D.C.
I tell you, that guy, he doesn't have a job today because he worked for the Department of Justice. Can you believe that? A guy that works for the Department of Justice assaults a police officer. I don't care if it's with a sandwich or a feather. You know, you just can't be throwing stuff. But when you saw him in that video jumping up and down, taunting this officer, being as big a jerk as he could possibly be. And then he kind of takes a half wind up and kind of turns his shoulders and tosses the sandwich at the guy's chest. You know, it must have felt like it hit him like a feather because that guy's got the worst wind up I've ever seen. But it just, you know what? It's ridiculous that somebody that would act like that works for the Department of Justice to begin with.
It's totally believable. So first off, I'm glad you watched the video because people, you've got to see this. I've got it at x.com/Aaron Flint. I hadn't heard the news on this story yet. All I saw was the video of the pink shirt guy throwing the Subway sandwich at the law enforcement officer and then hightailing it and trying to run away as fast as he could. By the way, did you watch the way the guy ran away? It's hilarious.
Oh, it reminded me of so many comedy movie scenes of people running away. It was insane.
It was like Napoleon Dynamite running down that dirt road in Idaho or something, you know, making the corner. Yeah, it was hilarious. But I shared this on X earlier this morning. And then I tagged our friend John Jackson on it. I said, John, look at this guy run. Ah, you know. Well, John then says something like, oh, yeah, I heard he was a DOJ attorney. And I was like, what? Are you serious? I said, but it's totally believable. So before I even saw the news that, yes, this guy does work for the United States Department of Justice, it was totally believable that some left-wing nut job loon works for the Department of Justice. And you know, isn't that worse that, like, if even without knowing the news and knowing the story, you wouldn't be surprised if that were actually the case.
Oh, yeah, that's true. And it shouldn't be a surprise to me because, you know, when Trump won re-election, what was it, all these attorneys in the DOJ? He's not the first one to act like that and go nuts. You know, they were crying and just losing their minds that Trump was elected president. These are attorneys for the Department of Justice. It's insane that that's the way these professionals, in air quotes, were acting.
Yeah, I mean, they were acting so bad, you'd think they worked for the Montana Supreme Court. some of these left-wing lawyers and stuff, like, there's some good people that work for the court. I just want to, you know, say that. But it's just like some of these crybaby leftist judges and lawyers in the state of Montana are no different than Subway sandwich guy here. But no, to your point, George, yeah, Harmeet Dhillon, she spoke at both the Yellowstone County Lincoln Reagan dinner and the Flathead event as well. What was that, 3-4 years ago? She is now the head of the Civil Rights Division at the Department of Justice. And she said exactly what George just told you, which is like when she took over and showed up at work, they were crying. Many of them quit because they just could not handle somebody with a different opinion. And that just shows you how corrupt our federal bureaucracy is. If that's happening at the Department of Justice, well, we already know what's happening at the Department of Interior, the Ag Department, all of these federal government agencies that have been corrupted.
Absolutely. And, you know, it goes to show you that apparently anybody can get any job. I just wonder, you know, what are they looking at for qualifications when they hire somebody like that? You know, it makes me think that they're asking them not what their professional accomplishments are and that sort of thing, but more, where does your heart lie? How do you feel about this? And how do you feel about this? And they're loading it up with people that are sympathetic to whatever their cause is. And then that makes you wonder, well, who's the person hiring these people? Why are they doing this? So I think there's a lot of odd things going on.
Yeah. Yeah, that's one way to say it, right? There's a lot of odd things going on.
You know, I check my language all the time.
Yeah, that's right. It's like, George, that's where the voice in the back of George's head is saying, use your words, George. Use your words.
That's it. And I try and use, you know, the simplest, silliest words I can sometimes just to make the point. Because when I do that, you know that's not what I want to say.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah. 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 Ola, the Joker, is kind of the master of figuring out how to basically tell you what he's thinking without saying the actual word. But I don't know.
He's good.
We've had the red button. We've had to use that red button a little too much, too often to hear. All right, quick break. More with George Blackard, Freedom Friday. We've got the phone lines working for you, 2940.
It's morning in Montana. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, Caden, I'm assuming we're back on here. I wasn't able to hear the bumper music, so I might be stepping over the bumper music right now, but that's all right. Okay, we're back on. All right, yeah, I didn't hear the bumper music there for a second. So, yeah, that's all right. We're still working out some of the kinks here in our remote broadcast studio equipment that we're toying around with here this week. But the best news is that the phone lines are up and running, 406-294-0970. You can also message us on the Montana Talks app as well. George, I just got a message on the Montana Talks app. You and I were kind of joking about some of the words we want to use sometimes, some of the words we're tempted to use sometimes, and then luckily there's that little voice in the back of your head saying, okay, use your words, boys, use your words. I got a message from Chris here. I don't know what town Chris is listening in, but Chris says this: I was told by a friend in a vice president's position, a VP position, that when you use strong language, you have a weak argument. It may not work in some situations, or it may work in some situations in the military, but board meetings, team meetings, you can really turn people off by cursing. So that was a message from Chris there, so I appreciate that one. Let's see. Oh, George, you know, back to this kind of D.C. crime story. One thing, well, let me get to that here in a second. Let me go to what President Trump had to say. Because, George, have you heard how the leftist politicians and the Democrats that are running Washington, D.C., have you heard how they are lying about the crime statistics to make everything look better than it actually is? And their own police have been calling them out for forcing them to try to lie about crime statistics.
Absolutely, and that doesn't surprise me one bit, but I think that story is going to get a little bigger and bigger through the weekend and next week, and we're going to find out some probably pretty shocking things.
Yeah, here's what President Trump had to say via the Trump War Room, and of course President Trump right now is on his way to Alaska to work to broker yet another peace agreement as he sits down with Russian President Vladimir Putin later today, but here's what he had to say about the phony crime statistics.
There were some very concerning reports about crime statistics. Police are manipulating crime data to downplay crime in D.C. Will the administration release its own crime statistics to counter their misinformation? And will those individuals who are intentionally misrepresenting crime data and fudging the books, like you said, be penalized for endangering the public?
They are under investigation right now. They are giving us phony crime stats, just like they gave other stats in the financial world. But they're phony crime stats. And Washington, D.C. is at its worst point, and it will soon be at its best point. You're going to have a very safe, you're going to have a crime-free city. I mean, I say that. You're going to have virtually a crime-free city.
All right. Now, George, I know since you're joining me through my cell phone here, you weren't able to hear that soundbite. But basically, yeah, he's talking about the phony crime stats. Here's the thought, though, is you know if the Democrats in Washington, D.C. are using phony crime stats to downplay the crime in their backyard, you know Chicago's doing it. You know L.A.'s doing it. You know all these leftist-run cities are doing it.
Well, that's true. And really, I don't even think they have to be leftist-run cities. You get people that are, career police chiefs. I know a city that just quit reporting crime statistics. It's not that they lied. They just quit reporting it. So it's something that should be looked into. They should be held accountable. It should be looked at every year to see where you're at. Because, you can get a police chief in there that seems like he's doing an okay job, that's been there a long, long time. But if you don't know what the statistics are, then how do you judge his performance and how the department's being run under their management if you don't know what the statistics are?
Oh, I got to go back to Subway Sandwich Boy here for a second as well. So NBC News, as much as I don't want to promote NBC News or their website or send them any clicks because they've just become as bad as their, their non-binary sister station, MSNBC. But they did have a great headline. The author of this piece, there's like three authors of this piece, but cold cut is what they call this, the cold cut reference to the Subway sandwich. Cold cut, Justice Department fires employee accused of throwing Subway sandwich at federal officer. The guy has now been charged with felony assault. But yeah, when I first saw this video of this guy throwing a Subway sandwich at this federal agent, who apparently was a U.S. Customs and Border Protection agent, throws the sandwich at the guy and then runs. The cool thing, George, was this guy's wearing running shoes and short shorts and a pink shirt, and he's a skinny dude. He takes off running. These Border Patrol agents are fully kitted up. They've got body armor on. They're carrying guns, and they still chased skinny pink shirt Subway sandwich thrower guy down.
Yeah, well, Pee Wee Herman runs more manly than that guy did, so it doesn't surprise me. But you're right. I mean, they're wearing 50 pounds of gear, and they caught that dude in boots. So yeah,
it reminds me of when Jose Padilla, Senator Jose Padilla. Oh, I'm sorry, it's Senator Alex Padilla. Gavin Newsom's going to clutch his pearls. Gavin Newsom got mad at J.D. Vance because he called Alex Padilla Jose Padilla or something. Who cares, right? But it reminds me of when the little guy, the little security agent. I mean, he's not little. I mean, he's pure muscle, but he was like 3 feet shorter than this Senator Alex Padilla when Alex Padilla bum rushed the press conference and nobody knew who he was. And he tried he tried to bum rush Kristi Noem at that press conference in LA, and Padilla got just thrown around by a guy half his size. So these, but I'll tell you what, these federal agents, you know, hey, they're in good shape. And, you know, compared to the freaking soy boy from the DOJ.
It was probably a veggie sandwich. Probably didn't have any meat on it anyway.
That's right. That's right. Great point. Yeah. Yeah. He was probably yelling at the Subway, you know, sandwich maker for offering meat in the subs in the first place. And, you
know. Boy needs some protein. Yeah, he'd run faster if he had a little protein in him.
So. He would think better if he had more protein in him, too. They've proven that, you know, meat is the original superfood. And when it feeds those ketones to your brains and those calories to your brain, it's your brain works better anyway, too. So, but it's so funny that. That, you know, when John Jackson says, well, I heard he was a DOJ lawyer. And I was like, oh, man, really? I said, it wouldn't surprise me at all. Well, then you read the story here. And old Subway soy boy here, Sean Charles Dunn, worked in the international affairs section of the criminal division at the Justice Department. Give me a break. They need to do... George, did they ever do a safety stand down? I know I hate the stand down term myself, but did they ever do stand downs when you're in the Navy where they're like, okay, we want to make a big deal out of something, so we're going to shut everything down, and it's 12 hours of PowerPoint presentations. Okay, this is one of those immediate stand downs at the DOJ types of moments where you go in and review everybody to see how many more Subway sandwich tossing soy boys are manning these organizations.
Absolutely. And, you know, this is a great time to look at the accomplishments or lack thereof of your employees and find out exactly what do these people do and do we really need them?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Let's see, George, what else do you got on your topic list of stuff you want to talk about? I had like six other things, and man, I've just been having too much fun. I don't even know what those six other things are now.
I hear you. Well, I got a couple that just shortly. One, I saw a story about the VA, and you remember back in the day you heard certain senators crowing about the VA Mission Act and how it's easier for veterans to use their benefits and get community care locally, right? Especially in states like Montana, North Dakota, South Dakota, where you got to drive hundreds of miles to get to a VA hospital or a VA clinic. And so it was supposed to all been fixed back then. Well, here we are again. You know, you've got some Republicans that are trying to sponsor a bill or pass a bill that makes it easier yet for these veterans to get care locally. And so right now, if you need to go to get community care, you call in, you tell them what's going on, where you want to go, why you want to go there. You go through this whole process, right? Then they approve you, and then you can go to get community care. And what they're trying to do is make it so the veteran can just choose to go get community care. And he doesn't have to go through this long, messed up process. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, you have Democrats saying, well, we can't siphon money from the VA and give it to the local community hospitals and things like this. And they're arguing back and forth. And when I look through this whole story, and this is where I don't stand on any side, you know, it looks to me like somebody's trying to say, hey, we're helping veterans. We're doing everything we can to help veterans. And then you have others that are like, well, at this time, we don't think this is the right deal. And I don't know whether it is or not. I think if you let a veteran just choose where he's going to go get his care without getting permission to do it, it's going to turn into a real disaster.
All right, hold that thought. Hold that thought. Quick break. Back. We'll talk more about this after that break.
Your morning espresso starts right here. It's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
There really isn't a lot in this for the U.S., except that it's in everybody's best interest for the world to get along, and it's in everybody's best interest, if you can, to stop the killing and the murder of innocent men, women, and children. And it is in the best interest of Europe, but there's not a single European leader that can pull off what Donald Trump's pulling off here. Not one. Not any that's thought about it. Joe Biden never once even called Putin as he was amassing troops on the Ukrainian border. It's a pretty historic time. We're looking forward to see what the outcome is. I'm going to game out for you where I think this might go. And the president even acknowledged that there's a 25% chance that he might stand up, walk out of the room and say, "Nyet," like Reagan did it at Reykjavik.
The Sean Hannity Show from coast to coast later today.
All right, how many times have you told someone, if it ain't broke, don't fix it? Now, that's great advice for most things, but not so much for your cell phone. Look, likely over time, the battery will fade, the processor can't keep up, and maybe it's even fallen in the toilet one too many times. Now, fortunately, thanks to Pure Talk, your cell phone is something you can replace without feeling guilty. When you switch to Pure Talk this month, they're going to give you a Samsung Galaxy A36 for free with a $35 qualifying plan. Just $35 a month for talk and text and data and a free Samsung phone with scratch-resistant Gorilla Glass and a battery that lasts all day. It's all on America's most dependable 5G network. Look, supporting companies like Pure Talk is a good thing. To switch, it is simple, it is fast, it is easy. You dial #250, say the keyword save now to get your free phone today. That's #250, keyword save now. Make the switch to my wireless company, a veteran-owned company, America's wireless company, Pure Talk.
Fox Country.
I'm Michelle Foligno.
Excuse me.
Rising country singer Ella Langley is canceling several upcoming shows, including dates with Morgan Wallen and Riley Green, citing fatigue and the need to focus on her health. In an Instagram post, Langley said she's been fighting sickness and feeling more run down than ever and has made the hard decision to take a couple of weeks off. The canceled dates include this weekend on Wallen's I'm the Problem tour in Cleveland, August 19th at Nashville's The Listening Room, and August 21st and 23rd on Green's Damn Country Music Tour. Ashley McBride has canceled her shows this week due to vocal issues. The Grammy-winning country star posted the news on Instagram, captioning a video that reads in part, "Doc says I'm working on busted up vocal cords. The last thing I want to do is cancel any meet greets or heaven forbid shows. So let's try this for this week." That's Fox Country on Fox News.
Big topics, big ideas. Big Sky, Montana Talks.
Freedom Friday topic here with our friend George Blackard. Of course, he's a Navy veteran. I'm an Army veteran. And we've got, man, so many great veterans that are listeners to this show or are supporters of our veterans, family members, etc. So always good to bring these topics up on a Freedom Friday. But, yeah, George, kind of tied in with the topic that you're bringing up this morning, I saw, I think it's just yesterday, the news came out that the VA here now has just set a new record for the number of claims that have been processed. Now, that's the good news. Now, the bad news, I think, that you're bringing up here, correct me if I'm wrong, is basically that, look, we had the Mission Act. We had more choice for veterans in health care. President Trump forced that across the finish line in his first term. Then Biden and Tester came in and started undermining the Mission Act. So now there's a lot of problems that have been created, maybe providers that have been ticked off in the process. And now they're trying to fix the mess that they inherited while at the same time trying to provide care to all the new claims that have been processed. Is that a decent summary?
I think that's a great summary. And here's the thing that kills me. If we've talked about this before, but in a matter of 2 or 3 years, they almost doubled the VA's budget, and we're still facing these problems. So our VA budget is over $400 billion with a B dollars. And here's the problem. Politicians think if you throw more money at something, it'll fix it. And that the VA is the perfect example of how That does not work.
Yeah, exactly. That's right. All right, I know we got a couple more minutes to go here this hour of the show. We're going to have phone lines open for you for the 9 o'clock hour of the show today. It's just a full open phones hour coming up. Any other topics you wanted to bring up on this Freedom Friday?
Well, you know, I think I saw a story about, you know, the politicians in Texas, the Democrats that left the state to avoid being forced to vote on something. Oh, the redistricting thing. You know, former President Obama comes out and calls them heroic for doing that and, you know, is encouraging this. And the crazy thing is, you know, both sides do this sort of thing. And it's just like the filibuster. When it suits them, they're for it. When it doesn't, they're against it. And they pretend like they've never done anything like that before. We've never done that. You know, so just their memories are short. But it's interesting that the former President Obama is getting involved with this. And they're desperate, Aaron. The Democrats are desperate right now, and they're not helping themselves. Every time they open their mouths, it gets worse and worse and worse. And I just don't know where it's going to go. It'll be interesting to see what can happen here.
Yeah. You know, what are the other topics that's kind of bubbling up to the surface right now? There was somebody, is it Chuck Todd? Chuck Todd, the former Meet the Press host, he was on some TV program, maybe CNN or something, he was saying how, you know, President Trump, like FDR, wants to be involved in everything. Now, of course, it's different from FDR wanting the government to be doing everything, right? But he was making the point that Trump is getting involved in everything. He's trying to clean up everything. This guy never wastes a moment, right? Right now, they're focusing on some of these American history museums. You know, you think about the wokeness that's creeping into all of society. Well, it's creeping into our museums as well. And there's museums now with these anti-American messages. And so I think that's going to start to come into more of a focus now to get cleaned up here in the months and weeks ahead as well. All right, I'm looking at the clock. Looks like we're already running out of time. George Blackard, great to have you as always. Happy Freedom Friday. You got any big plans this weekend?
Well, you know, probably go over to the fair. You never know. But I'm going to enjoy the weather and... You know, just be happy to be where I am.
Hey, tell you what, if everybody had that outlook, there we go. There would be fewer problems in the world, wouldn't there? All right, George, always a pleasure, my friend. Thanks for your continued service to our state and nation. Yeah, you heard me right. Open phones, open lines Friday coming up in the 9 o'clock hour as we take you statewide from Plentywood to Missoula.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
That's what we were taught, service before self.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When is the last time you reached out for help?
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
How do airplanes fly? What's in this box? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Learn how to store your gun securely and make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by N Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.